Unit 9. Society. Reading 1. Puppy walkers. Do you love puppies? Then you might be the perfect person to volunteer as a puppy walker for the blind. Volunteer puppy walkers are ordinary people with a very important role. They help with the early stages of guide dog training. They take young guide dog puppies on walks and help them learn. In addition, they give puppies a loving home from the age of 6 weeks to around 12 months. Once the puppies reach this age, they leave their puppy walkers to begin their full-time training in guide dog skills. To become a puppy walker, you must be at least 18 years old. Puppy walkers must also have plenty of free time. Feeding, walking, and caring take up a lot of time per day. What's more, young puppies should not be left alone for more than 3 hours per day. In addition, guide dog puppies need to get used to busy places. So puppy walkers should live near traffic, shops, and crowded streets. Finally, a puppy walker must have a suitable home with an outside area for the puppy to use as a toilet. Being a puppy walker is joyful and rewarding. It is also hard work, but all puppy walkers are given support by a guide dog trainer. The trainer visits the home regularly to offer advice and help. Best of all, every puppy walker knows he or she is preparing a puppy for a wonderful future as a guide dog for a blind person. Reading 2. Earth Hour. Buildings all around Seoul have bright lights that shine all night long. So do other large cities all around the world. For example, consider the bright lights of New York's Times Square and the Las Vegas Strip. Now imagine if those cities were suddenly dark. That is what happens during Earth Hour every year. Earth Hour is an event in which people and businesses are encouraged to turn off their lights for an hour. It is a global event, so everyone, including individuals, businesses, and governments, can participate in it. In 2013, Earth Hour took place on Saturday, March 23rd, between the hours of 8:30 and 9:30 p.m. Why are people asked to turn off their lights? The reason is that the founders of Earth Hour want to help the planet. An enormous amount of electricity is required to keep the lights on. So, by turning them off for a single hour, people can help save energy. Because of safety issues, the founders ask people only to turn off any lights they do not need. How successful is Earth Hour? The first Earth Hour was held in Sydney, Australia, in 2007. And more than 2.2 million people took part in it. Since then, Earth Hour has gotten bigger every year. In 2012, people in more than 152 countries participated in it. Earth Hour organizers hope it will continue to gain even more supporters in the future.